FBI.
Won't say anything till I sprinkle a little, and I'll.
And, who was the head man down here at FIFA in charge of the operation?
Well, I worked under the owner of it, W.B. Fifer, until he hired a manager, H.H. Sorensen. Then I worked under him till the job was closed. He was all right. W.B. Fifer was all right. But I liked the W.B. Fifer the best.
Somebody told me they used to use prisoners for chipping trees. You ever know anything about that?
Yeah, using them right there at Fifer's when I moved there. Prisoners left there the 16th of January, 1916.
They leased them out from Rayford, I guess, didn't they, or from wherever it was?
Well, they leased them from the government, and when the time was out, they moved them from there on the 16th of January, in 1916, and leased them to another man up there next to McClenny.
I wonder if many of them tried to get away. I guess they didn't try to get away too much.
Well, they didn't. Many of them do that here. The old man Fifer was mighty good to them. That's the reason I liked the old man all right. I worked under him 16 to 21. And he died, he hired this general manager and put him over it. He had his rules, different from what Fifer Company had. Tell you one thing I didn't like about him. If you were living on the quarters, any old people come there to see you riding in a car, he wouldn't let you carry the car in the quarters and make you park it on the road out there. You walk over there and see him. I didn't like that.
So, where were the quarters? Right close to where Owen, Illinois office is now, or back off the
right road? Side of the highway.
Right side the highway.
Outside, both of them, you've been through there.
Yeah.
The old grade,
mm-hmm,
and this highway, start right in that fork over there. The commissary, right. Mm-hmm. Commissary sat on this side. Now, if you had a daughter or son living over in the quarters, and drove your car up there, wanted to go over there to see them, why, you had to park your car over here, out there on that side. Then you walk through the quarters to see them if you wanted to see them. I didn't appreciate that. I didn't thought that was right. But he didn't beat them up. He didn't kick them around. And I spoke some hard words, which was everywhere.
They used to say in the old days, if you owed a lot of money to the commissary, you couldn't leave. So somebody had to pay off your debt, didn't they, before you could leave?
Well, that was essential everywhere. You want to talk about that? Firm back up in Georgia, North Florida. If you owed a man a count and left, he'd catch you and whip you. I'm talking about turpentine.
Yeah, man. I've heard about that.
Huh?
I've heard about that, but I don't know.
I can name them places. But they never did catch nobody and whip them here. I don't believe they did. I never did hear that. Many one of them left all kind of ways, riding, walking. But he didn't catch them and whip them. But if you owe that man, it's up to your place to go get another man to pay your account and move. That was the law. That was the law. But if you run away and get out of his sight, and go on about your business, but the debt was paid. Lots of them done that there.
How many families did they have there at FIFA when they were? How many cabins?
Well, I take it like this, they could hold 65, that many houses. How come there's that many houses there? There used to be a mill site there. And the mill left all of her quarters and his. But he was shot on the job on 72 working men. He had Campville, Lock Lucy, and Fiverr. When he sold it, he shot it up. Closed the jobs up. He was sick.
Where did most of them go to?
Hmm?
I said, where did most of the labor go to when they closed it down? And
well, there's some of them right here now. They just on the job where they could. Some of them here, some of them died here. Yeah, she was here. She come up under me.
You've seen lots of changes too then.
Yes, sir.
Lots of changes since that time.
He'd come in the afternoon and get his horse. After a while, he would get ready, clean up a little bit. Wasn't long before he'd be in the commissary behind the counter waiting on him. He would be coming in and out, going in and out with little packages and different things. He'd be right behind the counter helping out.
Could you get a pretty good selection of groceries in a commissary?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he kept plenty of groceries.
He would clean up and go right on to the commissary and help out behind the counter. Different trucks be coming in. The men be getting off the truck before they go home. They'd stop in the commissary and pick him up a packet. Like a bud be right there to help wait on him. Till the commissary close up. That's what he'd do in the afternoon after he got through riding woods.
Did they have a pretty good selection of groceries?
Oh yes, sir. They sure had plenty of groceries in there for him. That's right.
That kid woodsman have the hardest time.
Yes, sir. Sure did. He used to do that every day. Be around playing somewhere. it's not that, you know, at times we loved to fish. Sometimes we'd be on the fish creek and things like that. But in the afternoon, if Mama wanted something from the store, she'd send me up there. I'd mostly look for Uncle Bud or Mr. Richard Bond. You see, sometimes they had that showcase of candy back there, a long showcase of candy. Every now and then they'd give me one of them suckers and things like that, and I'd be looking for them to give me one of them while they were waiting on me. Yeah, much candy they have give us when you got balls, them little suckers you put in your mouth and on the sticks, give us that, and we'd be satisfied. Mm-hmm.
But when you were sick, what would your mother give you?
Well, I tell you what. My mama, now don't let me say I had a fever or a bad cold. Okay, get in the bed, go lay down. If she ain't got it, here she going up to the stove. Get one of them bottles of castor oil, drop a little turpentine in it, but so many drops in a dose. Stir that thing up, be so nasty, couldn't hardly swallow it. If you spit that out, you just as well try to keep it in you because she's going to give you some more. You drink that, go on and lay down. You got some, have used to have this tallow, what they get from cows. And they'd get that tallow and that other stuff there. Just mix it, have a mixed do. And sometimes they have something you cook it, make it warm in. And plaster your chest, plaster your head and everything. And then at night you'd have to get under that cover, don't care how hot it was. You'd have to stay under that cover till you sweat. The next morning when you get up, you'd be feeling all right if you had a fever. And then sometime they'd go out in the woods and get something called black snake root. And another thing, the gold thing they call the golden rod. You ever heard tell of that?
What'd you use it for?
For tea.
The
drink. Another kind of tea they used to have, the, what that tea? Life Everlasting Tea. Called rabbit tobacco. It grows like that when it dry, it turn white. They go out in them woods and gather that by the big bones. Tie it right when they get home, tied up. They got a barn anywhere, they stick it up there in their barn. Now you get sick if you want. If you want to drink some of that black tea, that nasty tea, don't tell them that you sick. Drink that, but all that stuff was good though.
Sure was.
Bee sting. Let me see. Wait. I'm getting to that. If a bee sting you anywhere, anybody around you chewing tobacco, they go get a chew of that and chew it up right quick and just rub it down or plaster it on you. And that's good. That was good for bee stings at that time. But I don't think it's too good now. Because they got so many other different things. Yes, sir.
What about if you had a cut?
It'd go to work, and if they wanted to stop the bleeding, Mom and them would go to work, get these spider webs, just pull the spider web down and paste it on that cut anywhere, just paste it on there. And if it come through there, must be ain't got enough on it. They'll get some more and slap it on there. Hold it on there and won't be long for the bleeding to just stop. That's right. Yes, sir.
When women would have their babies, what would they do? Would they send somebody to help them?
Oh, yeah. They had midwives to call them in them days. And when a lady get out sick, they'd send for the midwife to come see about it.
Is that usually a friend or a relative?
No, that was a lady mostly tended to the woman that had the baby and the baby for so many days.
Mm-hmm.
Was she paid? Yeah, sometimes people have about $2 or $3 to give her, but most of the time, people used to get things like, want you to get them things at the commissary and different things and be satisfied with that. Mm-hmm. That's the way it used to go.
Did you ever have a doctor come around to the camp at all?
Oh, yeah. We had a family doctor. Dr. Floyd used to live here to Hawthorne. But very seldom you mess with Dr. Floyd unless it was some kind of serious case. Because them old folks loved them home remedies. And they was good at that time, too. But if you take bad or sick, and you go up there to the commissary and tell the man you need a doctor, it won't be long before the doctor be walking in your house. That's the way that went. Dr. Floyd, that was our family doctor.
What else did you use the turpentine for as far as medicine?
I tell you what, you could take a teaspoon of sugar and they drop that turpentine on that sugar and then get a match and put that, burn that sugar set that 10-pound fire and burn it until that sugar kind of started turning brown like soot but in places. And then they'll give you that for you to suck for bad cold. If you got a head cold, breath cold up here sometimes, a cough, one, that's right for worms too. They used to, I didn't used to do that now, but I'm worms. They find out you got worms, children got worms. They used to take a streak of tam-tam and make some kind of ring around your stomach and keep bringing it in like that. Then the next time, they'd come up here some kind of way and come all the way down and mark it and give them such a length of time, won't be long for them one job. That's right.
Plain
turpentine? Plain turpentine. That's right. But they used to do some kind of way to mark around your navel and keep bringing it in. Then mark it this way and mark it across or something. But anyway, to be marking it down. What it do is be marking it down for them worms to come down instead of going up. Because sometimes, you know what? I have seen worms come out of children's mouth. I really have seen that. Yes, sir. And if they got worms bad, they have to mark them worms some kind of way to attempt them from the go down. That's the way it goes. They'd get them worms out of them, all right. Some of the biggest kind. Yes, sir.
Did you ever have any celebrations? The company ever give you any fish fries or anything like that?
Oh, boy. One time.
Christmas or whenever? Or whenever. 4th of July?
You get them plenty of big meat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and you should give.
I told you he was a good man in some ways he was.
Mm-hmm. But when Mr. W.B. Fife was living, we didn't have him. Boy, sure did.
What would they give you, like, at Christmas time? What would they do?
Just like on these big holidays. Like, we knew, at that time, they used to, didn't take the 30th of May, they used to take the, call that the 20th of May. That was the big day. That was near about, like, going on about the half of the year. And he give a big celebration or something like that. He'd sure give them picnic for you. You'd have some of all kind of stuff. But one thing you better not let him see you is, don't care what kind of picnic you give. Better not let you see, better not let him see you with a whiskey ball out there on that picnic. That's right.
He didn't like that.
Better not let him see you with no whiskey balls out there to the picnic. No, sir.
Did you all have any kind of music at all?
Oh, yeah.
What kind?
Them old big Victoria. We had one. They call them Victoria.
Victoria, yeah.
And had a big horn on
horn,
it. Bud, you remember when us had that big old victual and had that horn on it?
Yeah.
And had all kind of, and we used to get out in our yard. Papa used to learn us how to cakewalk. And them old-fashioned records about chicken in the straw and all like that. We'd get out there and dance, and he'd learn us how to cakewalk. Just going around and, yeah. And me and Miss Beatrice, my daddy, win the cake one time, cakewalking. Right there at our house. Sure did. We used to have a good time. Had them old, the old great big old Victoria. And some more people had some down there, but we had the big old horn down, and you could hear it all over the place just about. Mm-hmm. Have our yard full of children dancing, the little dance what we do. Mm-hmm.
How big a family did you come from? How many brothers and sisters did you grow up with?
I was just three children in my family. Mm-hmm. Two boys and one girl, and I was the baby. Mm-hmm. But I had plenty of other kinfolks around this. On my mama's side, boy, it was crowded there.
You got that on you yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll switch it back to
Yeah, we used to have some pretty good time during that time when Uncle Bud was.
What were some of the songs that you listened to?
Chicken in the Straw. And when it got a little bit lit on down the line, Papa ordered some records. I didn't know whether he ordered them or got them from Gangy. He got the St. Louis Blues, and he got something else he got. But he got some things with music where we could dance by. But when he got the St. Louis Blues, I think everybody liked it that, because mostly that's what we'd play. And it'd be turned all up over the quarters. Everybody listened to it. That was the latest record we had. Mm-hmm. But we used to dance by them others, though. Call ourselves dancing, because the Cakewalk and the old Charleston and the two-step and the firewood. Get on your heel and kick up your heel, firewood and going on. But me and my oldest brother, my brother Willie, now he could buck dance. And put us out there on the floor. Now, it wasn't no, we didn't have to buck dance. We didn't buck dance by those things. They used to do this thing. And you go by that. And get out on that floor and you could hear us foots going by the music. So, just like, buck dance. Yes, sir. We used to have some good old times, though. Every day wasn't good, but some days were better than others.
Every day wasn't good, but some days you had a great day. Yeah,
all right.
Now, you gotta hook that thing.
Yeah, hook it up, Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up on some bud here in a minute. Oh, yeah, you